Welcome to the words of my soul. Before we begin with today's writings, I ask that you close your eyes and allow the tonality of my voice to elevate you as I grant you spiritual access into my thoughts, my experiences, and my teachings. I speak into existence healing over your mind, your body, your heart, and your soul, so that you may vibrate on the highest frequencies. I manifest love and light over you during this journey of truth and discovery. You are worthy of the life you desire. You are powerful in your ability to transform. You are open to receive the activations within my words. Open your eyes and let's begin. Thank you for tuning in to the words of my soul. And this right here is just more so words from the universe. I sense that someone is out there and really understands what their path is, right? They understand their desired outcome and they know or have a better idea of how to reach that desired outcome, right? So they're going through, you're going through life's challenges. Let me just speak directly to you, okay? You're going through life's challenges, and I want to warn you and to be cautious that there will be people who appear to be helpful to you on this journey, but they're really there to deter you, and it's very important that you learn this lesson and that you're cognizant of what's happening around you and who's speaking to you and how you feel, which more so I'm talking about your intuition. This is a time where you really have to pay attention to your intuition. Perhaps in the past you could think about things where you're like, man, I should have followed my first instincts. That's your intuition. That's going to be an important lesson that you have to learn. You had to have done your homework on this. You had to have learned those lessons from before, because this right here, you're in your final chapter. You're in your final chapter, and the big test is coming. And your big test right now that you're facing is intuition. You need to use that. You need to be like tuned in. When I did tuned in, tapped in, honed in, however you want to say it, that's where you need to be. Your intuition is going to tell you, no, this person is not for me. Even though it's going to feel like that individual, right? Or those circumstances make it feel like you can like touch, like you're on your tippy toes and you're like, my desired outcome, yo, it's right there. All I got to do is follow through on this one thing that my intuition knows. Is my intuition, is that really my intuition telling me? No, man, it don't feel right. Don't feel right. Don't do it. Don't do it. If you touch where you are right now, if you touch what you think is your desired outcome, yo, that will be your greatest demise. That will be your greatest demise, right? So your intuition, if you don't learn that lesson, yo, you're going to have to repeat this cycle all over again. You're going to have to do it all over again. And everything that you think is like your desired outcome will still be your desired outcome. However, it won't be in your path anymore because of a choice you made. You feel me? So this part right here, your desired outcome, you're so close to it, but it's not from the direction you think it's going to be. It's going to be from within. You're going to have to go within on this one. Nobody else can help you. Nobody else can guide you. You're going to have to go within. You're going to have to go within. And your intuition is telling you exactly what to do. All you got to do is listen to it. You got to pass that lesson. And these are words from the universe. On that note, I'm out.